Welcome to A Woman's Brew, where women talk about beer. Today's episode will be filled with suds and surprises as we taste our way through these blends of grains, hops, yeast, water, and suspense. I'm Joanne, and this is Tori.
Hello, hello.
And we're two beer-loving women on a mission to get more people drinking and talking about great beer. Come join us. Mystery beers.
Ooh. I feel like we can say now, oh, it's that time of year again, because this is the second
time
that Yonder have done this.
Yes.
So this is exciting.
So we
hope we can look forward to doing this many more years to come, because I quite like what they do.
Yeah, so last year Yonder put out two mystery beers and they asked you to taste them and guess what flavours they were. We did it as a bonus episode. It's one of our first ones on the old coffee. So if you want to go see what we thought of last year's ones, head on over there. Give us a little donation. You can see everything. I haven't updated it properly yet. I need to do that. And then you might be able to listen as well rather than just watch. We'll get to it. But this year they have put three out. I do enjoy that they're repeating this and they're doing it again because it was super fun.
I think this is more of like an elevated version of it as well, to be fair. In the sense of like last year, it was just kind of like, oh, like here's two beers. I think they were both sours, weren't they? It was two sours. And this year, it's a number one is a lager, number two is a pastry sour, and number three is a pastry stout. So it's like they've gone, okay, we're going to do three now and we're going to do some diversity. So... yeah, it's I don't know. I find it exciting when they, because they make banging stuff. Like I really like their beers, full stop. So excited to see like the lager is I think the one
that's
I'm most intrigued about.
Because
I feel like I can see how you can do a lot, especially knowing how good they are at what they do.
Yeah.
I feel like the pastry sour and the pastry stout, like no doubt that's going to taste like something amazing and very flavorful. The lager, I'm like, how, like, what kind of flavors are they going to get for that? And how is that going to work? So, yeah, I'm quite excited about that.
And I think, like, I like that it's kind of a little event. Like, you can get the cans, you can do it at home, or there are, like, tap rooms and bars that will have these on, and you could, like, do it with your friends and make a little event out of it. Like, it's fun. And, you know, then you can enter and see if you win £250 worth of beer.
That's just the added bonus, to be fair.
That's just the added bonus. And, you know, also,
I don't need more beer, but...
this is not an advert. We just thought it was fun. Like,
no, we just really like Yonder. We really like Yonder. Well, I think, like, this is kind of comprising, like, a lot of things that we like. So we really like Yonder. We really love, like, the nerdiness of tasting beer and being like, what do we get out of this? And we really love, like, big, bold, interesting, fun flavors and like trying to replicate flavors and foods, desserts that you know and how that's being interpreted in beer. Like, these are all things that we love, the mystery element of it, getting to sort of do a bit of a guess and like, can we figure it out, can we work it out? I mean, definitely no, 100% purchased. We didn't. This is not a sponsorship, paid for ad, anything like that. We weren't sent these. We're not going to, like, if we get any of them right, we were not told, like, nothing.
Nope,
so this is just because we are super good if we get
massive,
them right.
We're just massive beer geeks, and this is just fun for us. Like, and I think I'll be interested to see if we do, because I think we did quite well last time.
Yes, I think so.
But I think, like, tasting mystery beers is always interesting because you don't necessarily have any context, and that's where it gets difficult because, like, it could be, like, if you're just given a beer, you don't even really know what style it is necessarily. You can be like, your brain can fake you out and be like, oh, it's this, it's
yes.
this. Whereas this, we do know what style of beer it should be, so that's already going to give you some parameters to kind of form what you think it's going to be. So I'm interested to see whether that helps us or hinders us.
What's to say, saying that, like the sour last year, like, because the sour set last year, I felt like my biggest thing with challenges like this tend to be sometimes it is the easiest and most straightforward answer. Yeah. And you are like, well, it can't be that. It can't be that. Yeah, I completely overcomplicated in my head because I'm like, there's no way it's the most obvious answer. That's absolutely not it. And I think last year's set, I basically was like picking up the flavors and I was like, oh, I know we disagreed, but I actually did. I got it right initially and then I changed my answer because then when we were talking to each other, I was like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, really, like, I think what I have is right. I really think what I have. And then I was like, now that I'm tasting it more and more, I don't know. And then I've got your tasting notes. Now I'm like, oh, I'm not sure. And I think in the end, I ended up changing my answer. Whereas if I'd stuck to my guns, I actually think I had it right that time. But I overcomplicated it in my brain. And then I took in, especially when you're doing it with someone else as well, because you have the power to influence each other.
Yeah.
It can be really difficult because you might start being, oh, I didn't taste that. And the second somebody tells you that's what they tasted, you're like, did I taste that? And then you go back and then you almost convince you talk yourself out of something that you were adamant was the flavor. I agree. I think you're right in the sense of like, especially with the lager at least, because I think the pastry stout and the pastry sour, I think there's a little bit more openness over what kind of flavors you can achieve within that. I think the lager might be the I think that might be the parameters might be stricter with the lager. And we might be like, oh, I'm really excited about it. That one is the one that I'm most excited about though. Because I'm like, what have they done with it?
Yeah, what have you done with the lager to yondify it?
I don't know if I've ever had any.
They used to do one.
I don't think I've ever had a lager that they've done.
Yeah, I don't.
Unless it's been a collab that I don't realise that I've had, but.
Yeah, they've definitely done one.
Which one do you think is going to be the easiest for you to guess, do you reckon?
Oh, God, I don't even want to say that because last time I thought I'd absolutely nailed it. And I mean, I got one was blue. I think we can say the one was blueberry. Well, no, one was bubblegum.
Bubblegum.
And the other was...
which I'm still fuming about.
And the other one's strawberry...
strawberry lakers, Victoria, wasn't
was,
it?
No, it was Victoria's
Sponge. Oh, no, Victoria's Sponge. Yeah.
And I thought it was... strawberry cheesecake.
We thought it, I thought like it was cheesecake.
It can't be strawberry cheesecake because they've just done a strawberry cheesecake beer.
So,
but it definitely was strawberry. But
we were adamant it was cheesecake.
Must have been the cake, but we were adamant it was cheesecake.
We were adamant it was cheesecake. Yeah. Both of us were like, they've just done cheesecake, but we are adamant that it's cheesecake. Yeah. I'm still fuming about the fact that I was gung ho from the start, bubblegum, and you were like, no, I don't think it is, and I was like, it's bubblegum, and then I went, oh, maybe it's not bubblegum. And then I kept drinking it and I was like, oh, maybe it's not bubblegum. And then I think I put the wrong answer down because I doubted myself. And this time I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to be like, if I really feel strongly that something is a thing, I'm just going to go with it.
Go with your heart, Tory pal.
I'm going to go with my heart. I'm going to go with my heart. Shall we open the first one? I'm really excited.
Let's open the first one. So number one is, in fact, the lager. Let's see what happens. I'm always interested to see what they look like as well.
I know. What do you think, colour-wise, what do you think? Do you think it's going to be like standard lager colour?
I think they're all just going to be standard yellow because that's what happened last time. Because then it doesn't from thinking what it was. Remember?
But the flavour was like insane for the colour of it. Yep. Yeah. Basically just looks like a lager.
Basic lager colour.
Full on lager. If you're looking at the video... it is full on yellow, slightly hazed lager with a really beautiful head. I don't want to say what it is because I don't want to influence you.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Do you want to, before we taste it?
Or do you want to share what you think it smells? No, I think we should taste it.
Okay,
and then share what we think. Because otherwise what we say will also be interpreted in our taste. So I think we just need to go in and taste it.
Okay, ready, go.
Wait, no.
No, because I think the smell that I have, the gut of what I'm going with the smell of, it's interesting and I'm not sure how it's going to taste the way I think it's smelling.
Okay, right, I'm going in for the taste.
Okay, cheers.
There we go, cheers.
Yeah. The taste is exactly, I think, what I was thinking it was going to be from the aroma. All right. Do we want to talk about...
Just keep giggling.
So do we want to talk about aroma first, then taste? Do we want to... I don't want to... I've got in a separate tab and I've not read them.
Yeah.
Yonder started posting the clues.
Oh, I've so do we want to kind of...
I haven't actually seen it because I went, no! And I scrolled away really quickly. And then I pulled it up so it's on my desktop, but I've not clicked into it because I'm like, I don't want to read it. Should we talk about the aromas that we're getting, then the taste that we're getting, then we can revisit it because we'll take the hint that Yonder have given, and then we'll come back to it. But I'm very, like, I feel like already out the gate, I'm very confident with what, at least roughly, yeah, the path that I think it's going down.
Yeah.
And there's no clue as to, like, is this going to be, like, no, there's nothing even to lead you in the direction of what the theme might be.
No, I think they're very clever with their labels. In that they're relatively generic. Well, apart from the stout, which is black. So I was like, oh, well, it's a stout, so it's going to be dark. Okay, cool. Well, maybe it's not going to be when we take it out, though. Yeah. Right. Do you want to start with aroma?
Yeah. For me, it's big vanilla.
Really?
Yeah. I'm getting vanillas.
Oh, that's not what I get at all.
Oh, what do you get?
So first off, I thought it was peanut.
Peanut? I don't get peanut at all.
And then I thought it was popcorn.
I got vanilla, I got no peanut, but when you've just said popcorn and I've gone back to smell that, I could see the popcorn angle that you're going for. I'm getting now that my brain is thinking popcorn, this is channeling in a caramel, like a dulce de leche caramel way. Because it's like my brain's not letting go of the vanilla, but because I'm trying to think popcorn, it's mixing the two and I'm getting dulce de leche.
Do you want to talk flavour?
Yeah. I'm getting like a vanilla cake based.
So I'm not getting that situation. At all. I think it's either like cinema popcorn, kettle corn, something like that. Like it just, I smell it and I'm transported to Alaska where they would sell big bags of kettle corn.
I could see maybe kettle corn, but I feel like kettle corn's not. So I know kettle corn. But that feels really niche for the UK because I don't think I have ever seen kettle corn over here in the UK.
You can get like sweet and salty mix.
Yeah, but I don't often see something branded as like kettle corn. It's like, so...
I mean, so this is the thing, right? So I don't know whether they would actually...
Call it that.
Or whether it'd be like, you know, sweet and salty popcorn or what, like... Or, of course, it is a lager, so maybe the popcorn's an off flavour.
I don't get popcorn. I'm definitely getting less vanilla now because now my brain's stepping away from that. Well,
because I get a slightly salty element when I'm drinking it.
I don't.
Oh, I do.
I need more. Maybe I just need more. Hang on.
See, this is the beauty of mystery beers.
But this is the problem, is now it's like, that might be what I'm tasting because...
because
you've said that.
Yeah.
I think, do we want to look at what the hint is?
Let's look at the hints.
Okay. Clue number one, which was posted as of the time of this recording 2 days ago. So it says, mystery beer number one, a light delight often enjoyed in dimlit places. So that would fit the popcorn.
It's totally
That would fit
totally
the popcorn.
Cinema. It's totally cinema popcorn.
I'd have to say it would have to be a mix of sweet and salty.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't, it couldn't, because there's, to me, I'm definitely getting a sweetness from it.
Yeah.
Not so much the saltiness. So it has to be sweet and salty. Interesting. But it doesn't.
I suppose the base of the lager is the, you know, is the corny element.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you've got and there's vanilla like a bit that you're getting.
Vanilla, the sweetness.
And then I'm getting a little bit of saltiness.
But now, like, it's only because now you've said that I've gone back and I've gone, oh, yeah, I do kind of get that. But then I'm trying to counterbalance it because I'm like, oh, now I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, I'm tasting that because you've told me that.
Yeah.
Because you've said that's what you're getting. But what I will say, though, what's interesting, though, is while... We just said a minute ago, doing this with somebody can really fuck you up because somebody else's tasting notes can really throw off your own perception a 100%. Bit. I would actually argue, in this instance, the the two of our different tastings actually worked out really well together, in the sense that I was immediately like vanilla and you were immediately like no not at all. And then that kind of came together as sweet and salty popcorn. Yeah. Like that's kind of, I find that very interesting to me. I find it really, really interesting, the fact that both of our flavoured perspectives actually just needed to be merged. So in this case, probably helpful.
That's so interesting. They're going to be vodka purists out there. They're going to be real mad about this beer.
What's really weird is it's because of the fact that, I don't want this to come across in the wrong way, because of the fact that all the Yonder beers that I have tend to be sours or stouts, and they usually have these really, really big, bold flavours, as I've said already, and this one feels like it has there's very clear flavours there that are making up what we're trying to pick up right now, while also seemingly having, like, no other this sounds really weird, but it's like they've got very clear flavors while also not having, like, that is the like, there's not they've managed to keep with a lager the lack of over complexity, like it very, like that is the flavor and there's not really anything else there. And I don't mean that in a negative way of when you normally go, there's not much else going on there. It's like, no, I mean that in the sense of, like, with the lager, there's less there to do the supporting. This has those flavours and not a lot left outside of those flavours.
It's also still quite got a dry finish as well.
I find it very dry finish for me.
Interesting.
Well, that was an interesting one to start on. Should we, like, park it for the moment?
Yes.
And then we can come back around to be like, do we still, with our conviction? I think with that hint, it's the only hint that's out there at the moment. And I think with that hint, that has to be correct, surely. But let's park it and see.
Yeah.
Before we crack the next one open, I just topped this up so I could take a photo with it. And it smells even more aggressively like sweet and salty popcorn. like I still think kettle, like, for me, it's kettle corn, because it's not like, I'm not getting that. I still don't really get that salty.
I'm going to be interested to see what the actual wording is they use for this. Like, are they going to call it cinema popcorn? Are they going to call it sweet and salty popcorn? Are they going to call it kettle corn? Like, are you going to, like, do you not get it if you say sweet kettle salty corn popcorn, if you say kettle corn or you say cinema popcorn and actually they're like, oh, it's kettle corn. I'd be interested. I'm going to be interested to see the result of this.
Or, like, if you just say popcorn because you're like, I don't want to make up. Because I feel like I could just go popcorn because I'm not getting anything particularly buttery, particularly salty. I am getting a little bit of sweetness. But I do think that, like, if you don't really flavour popcorn, it can have that very slightly, like, sweetness to it. I would be inclined to just call it popcorn. Maybe that's what I'll call it, is just straight up popcorn, but we'll see. I'm interested on the wording as well, to be fair. Cool, should we do the sour number two?
Let's do number two.
I wish that there was a hint out there on this one, but it basically said that we're not going to get any more hints until they hit 50 comments.
Ooh.
God.
Now this one's a different colour. They're allowing colour, like, this year.
Well, I feel like last year it was not that it didn't have colour, but it was like all the
same.
They were both the same.
Red colour, right? Do you remember?
And the flavours were completely different to, like, what the aromas were, like, just different if you looked at it. I feel like this is what they looked like similarly last year. All right, we're going to do the same thing where we're not going to...
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what? I might even withhold submitting my answers until I have the clues for each of them, so I can just validate that what I'm thinking is actually cheating. That's not cheating, because I've drawn my conclusions before the hints came out. Okay. Am I allowed to sip?
Yeah, I think so. I think we can sip.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. I think... I know exactly what this tastes like. Like, I don't even need a second sip. One sip in and I know exactly what this tastes like.
All right, go on then.
Peach rings.
Oh. See, I'm getting fruit punch.
I'm getting peach rings, and it tastes like the sugar that's left in your mouth. The end of that taste was that, like, almost like salty sweetness. Really, like, sweet, but
there's
like
the sherbetty bit on the outside.
Yeah, like when you take off like the sugar off of it, and that's like left in your mouth, and you're like, oh, and it's really like either a peach ring or like a Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah,
but peach ring's just the, for me, probably the easy, because I don't think you really get. I know you get like Jelly Babies, but you don't really get like Sour Patch Kids like we do in the US. I see what you mean by the smell of fruit punch. Like, it smells like fruit punch, but
I get it slightly more tropical. Like, I got a little bit of banana.
I think for me, it smells tropical. It smells really like, it smells like a tropical cocktail. It smells like sex on the beach, but it's that one sip and it tastes like the sugar that's left over on a peach ring.
There's a fruit and I'm having trouble discerning what it is.
I'm now Googling just to check that I'm not misunderstanding what the peach ring is. Because it's like a bit sour though, because it's like a sour, sour peach ring. I'm going to go sour peach ring. Because, so the aroma, I wouldn't say is immediately specifically peach, because I'm getting more tropical overall. And it was like, I smelt it and immediately was like, this smells like something I know. And it smells very familiar, but I can't in my head make out what that specific smell that I'm, like, it was immediately familiar, but I was really struggling to place it. Once you said fruit punch, I'm like, yeah, it is very fruit punch, like Hawaiian punchy.
Yeah.
But that sip, hands down, I'm going to stick with my guns on this one, I think, unless there's a clue that comes out that maybe shifts my opinion. But I think I'm going to stick to my guns and say sour peach rings.
I'm going fruit punch because I'm getting banana and pineapple.
But you don't often get a sour fruit punch, do you?
Well, no, but it's just a bold choice. With a sour.
I'm saying sour gum. Like, if it's not a sour peach ring, if it's not a sour peach ring, it's definitely sour gummies.
I mean, it could be Tangfastics.
I don't know. Oh, but then this is when I'm at a disadvantage because I have no fucking idea what that
is. Because you refuse to eat anything that's gummy. It's your own fault.
No, I do eat. I eat peach rings. I like peach rings. I don't like things that are too chewy that I'm going to be sat there chewing it for like 7 years.
You I've don't got stuff chew them to do. For 7 years, you weirdo.
Starburst. Yeah. How long do you chew Starburst for? Just aggressively long. It is not needed. I don't need a 5 minute chew.
They're not a 5 minute chew, you weirdo.
Don't need to be pulling them off my teeth.
I still feel like it's tropical. But go with your heart, Tory Powell. Go with your heart.
I think I'm going to go with my heart, but I am going to wait for there to be more clues because I think it is some type of, for me, I think it's some type of sour gummy. And whether that is one of the gummy worms or that is a sour peach ring, it's something in that vein. So I'm hoping that whatever the next clue is,
yeah,
that will help me decide whether I want to like double down and lock in on peach rings or if I want to maybe slightly kind of adjust my way of thinking to maybe gummy worms or something like that. But it's definitely a sour gummy in my mind. Before we move on to stouts, I mean, do we want to kind of stop? So obviously we did do this last year, as we said, and last year we did have an episode where we chose beers for each other.
Yeah.
We cover them all up and we sent them off and we did a blind like guess it. We had a bit of a guessing game. That wasn't last year, was it?
Was that been the year before?
Oh, time's moving so fast. I just don't even know.
We've been doing this for over 3 years now.
Shocking, isn't
it? There's a lot of episodes.
There is a lot of episodes.
We definitely did that. Listeners, we are heading towards our 200th episode this year. Let us know what you want to hear on our 200th episode.
I feel like I want to like insert Jonah Hill shouting face on it.
I actually counted it out because otherwise we'll forget about it and then we'll be like, oh, it's our 200th episode. We should have done something exciting.
You counted it out. We're probably going to forget it anyway.
I think I've put it in the diary.
We won't forget it. We won't forget it. We just won't plan.
We just won't plan it in advance.
Enough advance.
Who do you think we are? Professionals? No.
We are not. We certainly are not. Why start as you mean to go on? Why would we start now? Like, that is insanity,
exactly.
Joanne.
Exactly. Mystery beers.
But we did do that once upon a time at some point in time, anywhere from 1 to 3 years ago.
I'll find it and I'll find out what episode number it was and I'll link it in the show notes if you would like to revisit it, listeners. Or if you're new around here and you didn't hear it, go back and do it because that was a fun episode.
I was going to say, it was a bit of fun. So I thought so that is one, if you are somebody that by the time you're listening to this, you either cannot get a hold of these Mystery Yonder beers, maybe by the time we've published this, it's already over and there's no point because the surprise has already been, you know, said. We're going to try to post it as close to like the final reveal as we can. So that way, A, no one accuses us of cheating and recording it after the fact. And B, so we don't want to, A, we also don't really want to like sway somebody else's opinion if they've got it and done it. We want it to kind of be there to go side by side. But we thought, like, if you're not able to get these mystery beers, we can maybe talk a little bit about like some alternatives to what you can do. And I think like the best example, really, first and foremost, is what we did in that episode, which was like, if you've got a friend who really, really also is nerdy about trying to guess beers and get flavors, like the two of us are together, that's pretty fun. Like, all we did is we picked out, we didn't have any criteria, I don't think. I think it was just like, pick out beers. It was almost more challenging because it wasn't even like styles. We made notes that went with the beers that were sort of like, I think we even gave a hint. We did like one hint. We had a hint noted down that we could give. But other than that, it was pretty much like, can you guess? I think it was like bonus points if you could figure out what brewery it was, which that's pretty hard. So that was just like an extra bonus. But if you could guess the style and anything above the style was like,
yeah, it was bonus.
Bonus. Like how much of it.
Super hard.
Yeah, but we thought it'd be fun. We're like, guess the style and then try to figure out all the rest. And then we gave like hints that were like, that would help you figure out the style and the beer name and stuff. But you can get as like in depth with it or just high level as you want. So we made those notes. We sent the beers across to each other in the post and then we just had them one by one. And I thought that was pretty fun. Any tips that you could give based on when we did that?
Blind beer tasting. So mystery beers, blind beer tastings. They're just really good if you are trying to learn more about beer, if you're trying to learn more about beer tasting, trying to learn more about beer styles. It's a really good test because it is really hard. Like, don't be hard on yourself if you don't get it right. Because, like, there's like so many different factors. Like when you've just got a beer in front of you, your brain's going to tell you one thing from looking at the color of it, and you know, you are still going to discern something from is it out of a can, is it out of a bottle. Like you will still think, like your brain's going to start making connections and be like, well, that's that shape bottle, so I think that's from this brewery and I think it's this beer, like before you've even got into it. So you know,
you see like
an open mind,
you see the top and you'll be like, oh, this top color is like not a normal silver one. Who do I know that has like black tops to their or gold tops to it?
Your brain will just start making connections because that's what it does. It's a clever little machine like that.
Mine does reverse math. Mine's like, how can I make it make sense? That's it. That must be it.
And you can like just blind beer tastings are fun. Like get your friend to do it, get your partner to cover it up for you, do it for a friend.
We did that as well, didn't we? Yeah. So we did, I think that was also a bonus episode, again on coffee, when we did the Sam Adams versus, was that a bonus episode or was that a normal episode? I feel like it was a bonus one of when we did the Sam Adams that was in the US compared to the Sam Adams that was brewed over here in the UK.
That was a regular one.
Was that regular?
Because it was when we were talking about water profiles.
That's the one. We did have our partners in that instance basically pour it out because it would have been hard for us to unbiased like pour it out without knowing what we were pouring out, because then we'd either look, the bottles are basically identical. It would have been really hard to tell what was what if we hadn't had somebody else keep track of them. We had partners do that, and that is obviously an option for you as well. It's like, have your partner or a friend or whatever just go into another room, pour it out and be like, what is this, and then not show the
it's also bottle. Like if your partner is also a beer nerd, if you have a big group of friends who are beer nerds, it's a fun date night or you know evening with friends. Like you can set up a blind beer tasting, like pick some beers, cover them up, get some tasting notes, like you know, get some sheets of tasting notes. Like, you might want to do, like, we're going to do all stouts. We're going to do all lagers. Like, you might want to theme it so that that can, that gives you a bit more of a frame of reference when you're deciding what you're going to do. Other than if it's just any beer, that's always, I think, the most difficult, because it could literally be anything.
I think, like, for me, that is the that part of that is, like, is fun for me, is to be, yeah, like, I what I kind of like about the any beer style is, like, it challenges me to think about all the beer styles that it could be, and I think that is fun. But equally, if you don't want something that is too much of a challenge, you want to have a bit more of, like, a light-hearted challenge, yeah, the better approach, yeah, is to be like, okay, let's just get all stouts and pick out what the flavor of those stouts are. Yeah. I think you can get, like, I think we mentioned it before on the other episode that we did, like, you could go to, like, one thing you could do as well is if you're like, well, I don't really know how to get these beers without knowing what it is that I'm getting, like, you could, if you've got a friendly local bottle shop, you can ask them, or even not a friendly local one, but a friendly online one, you could pick, yeah, out, like, you could send them a message and be like, can I get a mystery box? If I do, is there any way that you could even just, like, cover up the labels? Like, I think the smaller it is, the more likely you potentially may be able to get somebody to do that for you. Because,
yeah,
I think if you're talking to the person that owns the business or someone that's like you might get somebody that is like, that's amazing, I'm really excited to work on this for you. You give them a budget, they can pick out stuff. Obviously, I wouldn't recommend doing it when it's like Christmas time or like an influx, like a time of year where there's like a really influx of orders. But, like, you know, January, when things are really slow, yeah, I guarantee that if you said to someone during dry January, I want to buy a bunch of beers from you, could you potentially just put some paper around the labels so I don't know what they are? I would imagine that there will be some people that would be like, absolutely will do.
That's also a fun triannuary thing, because you're trying beers that you don't really know about.
Mm. I know that I've definitely seen bottle shops that have done that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, do you have any other ideas of what people could do if they want to do something similar?
If you want to do a blind beer tasting, I have a kit for that on my Etsy shop. If that's of interest to you and you're not sure how to go about it, I have all the instructions on my Etsy shop. So, you know, head over to my socials and you'll find my Etsy shop. And
I mean, is there any spoilers?
It's just printables.
Is there any spoilers of, like, what is in that kit, how you go about that kit? Or is so that just, you've got to go check it out?
Like, it's got a list of what you need to buy to prepare and, like, how to cover it up, how you know, what's the best way to cover up the bottles, and it's got, like, labels for you to put on the bottle, like, so you can cover it up with wrapping paper or some tissue paper, and then it gives you a label so you can number them. There's a flight board for you to put your glasses on with the numbers on, and there's, you know, tasting sheets so you can write notes down. I think it's even got like a sheet of vocabulary for you as well, so all the things.
That's exciting. That's, yeah, an exciting thing. I mean, I definitely didn't ask you that as a plug, but that was just the benefit. That was just the benefit of it.
When we were talking about it today, I was like, oh, I've got a kit for that. It's a printable. Nothing will be sent to you. It is a digital download. So you can, once you bought it, you can use it over and over again. Enjoy.
There are also, to be fair, there are also, like, other breweries as well that are doing it. So, like, I won't spoil one of them. That, I mean, one of the breweries we're going to do coming up, they are doing something similar but a little bit different because it's more when it comes to hops. We won't spoiler that, siren. That's fun because that's more of, like, a guess a hop, single hop situation. Probably a lot harder to do for yourself, because I feel like single hop beers are, like, sometimes quite hard to find a beat. If you've, yeah, picked out a bunch of single hop beers, you know all the single hops that you've picked out, so,
yeah,
even if it's blind, you know which of the five hops you're looking for, as opposed to, like, yeah, completely going in blind.
I feel like we go through cycles where there'll suddenly be loads of people doing single hop beers and then there'll be a bit of a drought of them again. So, yeah, we're going to do an episode on this and, like, identifying hops in beer. Spoiler, watch out for that. That's something we were talking about today. So wait for that to come out because we'll have
good tips
more information for you about that, how you can go about doing that.
But yeah, I mean, then you've got other breweries. So Daymore Slootle, they've basically, I found when I was looking for some stuff as well, they apparently on their website now have a mystery beer set, because I was googling what are some other mystery beer challenges that are there for craft beer. And yeah, they've got like a mystery beer 1 to 6, I think it is. It looks like there's only maybe 4, 5, and 6 left on their website, and there's like a QR code and a website you can go to. So once you think you've guessed what it is, you can then go to that link, scan the QR code, and it will actually tell you all the information about what and that is like guess the style as well, I believe.
That's fun.
So this one is like the label's completely, it looks like one big QR code. This is a guess which beer you're drinking, then scan the QR to see if you're correct. I accidentally put the link in that was given that I saw on Instagram, because I thought there was a potential that was going to take me to where I could buy them, and it just told me what the beer was. Which was, I was like, I actually really quite like this. It's only €6.40, but I guarantee if I tried to get that by the time you factor in if they even ship here, import fees and everything else. But oh my god, their web shop, there are some absolute bangers on there.
Which brewery is this?
The Moore Slootle. I don't know if I've said that right, because I believe when I looked it up, that's how you said it. But whether or not that is the actual pronunciation or somebody's led me down the road of incorrect, I don't know. But looking at their website, it's like they've got like Willy Tonka, vanilla and coffee, triple mash barley wine. That sounds amazing. Another Lucky Tonka, which is walnut and carrot cake. I was like, I am hungry. I am hungry and thirsty all at the same time. And the mystery beers were just like the added. That's what I was looking for. So I was scrolling down trying to find the mystery beers in their web shop. And I was like, oh, they've got a Lucky Tonka s'mores. I was like, but I know that to probably get them ordered here is just going to be too much of a nightmare. But I thought that was cool. Like I liked the concept of there's a mystery beer, guess the style, and then you scan the QR code and that takes you to a link that actually gives you all the information you need. I really quite like that. Have you seen any other? Are there any other beer challenges or mystery beer challenges that are out there? I know that there are people, I can't remember who, but I know that I've definitely seen people running their own blind beer tasting mystery beer sets. But have you seen any recently?
I've not seen any other ones recently. There was you do get like the single hopped ones sometimes, when they do it by like letter rather than by hop, right? But yeah. I've not seen, Yonder's one really stood out to me when it first came out last year, that as a really interesting thing to do.
I feel like they're the ones that probably come to my mind most out of all of them, whether or not they actually buck the trend or if that's just because we, out of everyone that's doing it, that's who we follow the most. I imagine there's maybe a little bit more happening in the US just because of how big it is, but you just don't see it as much because of how spread out everything is.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool.
I mean, you could also like go to your local tap room and see if they'll put on like a little bit of a
thing. I did think about that. I did think about that. Like, I guess it depends on how many tap lines, because what
suggest it as an event.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I was thinking even just like if you happen to be someplace that maybe had a bunch of tap lines and had a few similar things that had slightly different like flavor profiles, like you might be able to say, you know what, can you just pick me, if they do flights, you could just be like, get me a flight of mystery beers, and then you could try to work out what on the if you wanted to do something that was a little bit more on easy mode as a starting point, you could probably do something like that and just be like a flight of whatever I want to try to figure out what's what. Again, I wouldn't recommend doing it if it's really busy.
No.
I wouldn't be like...
like not long after they've opened on like a Thursday type job.
Unless you really know them and then you're like, yes. But like, I think that is something that if you've got, if you've got a bunch of like even IPAs, for example, that sound really similar on paper, but then maybe they've got different hops in it, even that could be really fun to just be like, just give me all the IPAs, but don't tell me what the order they are is. Put it on a piece of paper and just hide that.
You can totally shoot yourself in the foot with that though, and then never know which one's which.
No, but you could just because go write it down so on a piece similar. Of paper, oh, yeah, close it up,
I suppose, yeah.
And then don't look at it. So, I mean, there's
just,
ways you can
just
do
puts
it.
Me in mind of that time that we bought 4 beers from the same brewery. And we had to be very careful about what order we put them down on the table, because then they just all tasted the same.
We didn't do that on the podcast, so we can't even. I think we alluded to it, but we can't.
We've talked about it.
No
before.
Shade. No shade. But it was literally like, I've got one
this
in
one
three.
And this one?
Or do you have which ones? I don't. And then we sat there. It tastes like that.
Same,
great.
Same.
Tastes the same.
The last one tasted different, I think. First three tasted
to be
exactly
fair, I imagine there's small nuances. Like, I think there was probably small nuances that were different, but it was just like nothing so wildly different that I was like, oh wow, that is 100% different. That could be a really fun guessing game, actually. Blind guess which is which. Shall we move on to the last one?
Let's.
Right. Last one. Number three.
The pastry stout.
What colour do you think this one's going to be? Do you think it's just going to look like a stout?
They seem to be different colours this year, so that's interesting. I thought they might do them all the same.
I think that would be really hard, though, to get the pastry sour and the lager and the stout looking all the same.
I suppose that's why they are all different colours this year, because the stout was obviously going to be...
Unless it was a white stout, but then you could get a white stout looking similar to the lager, but I still think a pastry sour would be really hard to match with either. But I really want to say cheesecake again, but I think that's just because I know we're not supposed to say first, but my brain just goes cheesecake.
Stop ruining it.
I don't think that's what it actually is. It's just that's like the first thing my brain wants it to be.
I mean, I feel like there's going to be a lot going on in this when we drink.
The aroma actually has quite a lot. Yeah. There's a few, like, this one I think is by far the hardest one, because there's a few different things that are going through my brain already. All right, sip.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers. I'm really struggling because there's a few things that I cannot work out in my brain. And I'm also trying to keep in mind, like, what they've already made beers of.
I'm going back in for, like, my third sip.
I'm really struggling with this one the most, I think.
Do you want me to say what I think is?
Yeah, I'm less confident on this one.
I think this one's Dolce de Leche.
I don't know.
There's caramel in there for sure. I'm wondering if it's something creme brulee-y. Every now and then I get a little bit of coffee, but I think that's just the roastiness of the beer. I don't think it's necessarily, air quotes, coffee flavoured.
So this is what's throwing me off. So I think initially the first smell, I was like, oh, that's cream cheese. So I was thinking like, oh, could it be, but like it was not cheese. So my brain wanted to say cheesecake.
But we said that last time.
No.
We said cheesecake last time and then it was cake.
No, so my brain immediately was like cheesecake, because I just feel like that's now what I associate these type of aromas and yonder to be. But I actually don't think that it is a cheesecake of any sort. But my next thought when I was trying to break it down, my next thought was like, well, I was getting roasty and coffee, so, and chocolate. So I was thinking, is that cheesecake cream cheesiness? It's like, could it be tiramisu? Because could that be mascarpone? But then I actually tasted it and I went, no, it's nothing like that. No. So I was like, so my brain aroma wise went, could be tiramisu. I feel like could be chocolate cake, could be chocolate mousse. Maybe there could be a bit of like fruit in there. And then I tasted it and I'm like, not fruit in there in the sense of I smelled fruit, but in the sense of that type of rich cake, I was like, could this be a chocolate get out? Like, could that be, you know, could that be what it ends up being in the taste bracket? And then I tasted it and I was like, no, I can't decide what it tastes like. I don't really get the caramel as much. I think in the caramel I get in the flavor, but not Dolce de Leche caramel. You're
I like
right.
it.
There's a roastiness that I'm confused about, where I'm like,
But I think that's just because it's a stale.
I don't think it's coffee. I think it is.
It's not coffee.
No. Oh, it's quite a rich cacao.
I think it's caramel creme brulee. I'm not getting chocolate.
The more you say it, the more I can get the caramel. Creme brulee, I don't feel like it's creme brulee. I can't work it out. Caramel, yes.
Or honeycomb.
Honey, it could be honeycomb. But what if it's honeycomb? I don't know enough honeycomb.
What if it's Malteser?
Oh, that's a big question. Like malted.
I think that's a jump.
Wouldn't be sticky toffee pudding, would it? I've never really had one to know. I've never had enough of one to really know. I wouldn't say it smells like it. Taste-wise is all I'm thinking.
I think it's caramel or honeycomb. I'm going creme brulee. I'm putting that in the ring.
I feel like, because you've said it with such conviction, and the more I'm letting it like...
Don't be swayed by me.
The more I'm letting it like linger, the more I'm like, yeah, I could see that. Whereas initially I was like adamant, like, no, that's not it. But the more it's like sitting there on my tongue, like aftertaste wise, the more I'm like, yeah, I could get the creme brulee aspect. But I just wasn't...
I feel like there's like a little bit of creaminess in there.
I feel like for me, that's coming through after I've finished it and I'm just kind of sat there and it's lingering. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, there is that creamy element.
There's a little bit of like burnt sugar.
I want to say it's like a... something that's like... like a caramel brownie or something, but it's not really chocolatey enough to be a brownie.
I did wonder about caramel brownie.
I don't feel like it's chocolatey enough to be a caramel brownie.
I don't think so.
Do you guys have turtles here? Does that...
No.
No. Okay.
I know about them because of Alaska. Because apparently there's... not only is there good beer and good food in Alaska, there's also good, like, sweet treats.
Shocking. I know.
All the good stuff. You've got to have all the good stuff in Alaska because it's cold. A lot of the time.
For anyone that doesn't know what a turtle is, it's like caramel, toasted pecans, chocolate, and it's all kind of like mixed together in a glob. Yeah, a glob. Glob's how I would have said it. Drop sounded much more, I don't know, appropriate. I just went glob. I don't really know why.
Because there's kind of bits in it, they look a little bit like a turtle.
Oh, you can make it where it's sort of a bit like the pecans,
shaped like a turtle,
little legs, and then it's like a little turtle shell. And,
That really confused me when I saw them the first time in America. I was like, turtles?
What is this?
What is this weird thing?
Oh, I feel like I'm really getting like burnt caramel. Is there anything burnt caramel-wise that we could go with? I really just like, I can't say it's creme brulee because I can't go with that because I don't feel like that. That doesn't feel like true to my authentic self.
Fine. Be authentic to yourself.
This doesn't feel authentic to me because I don't, I feel like I'm just saying that because I'm getting it because you said it, not because I'm actually authentically feeling like I'm tasting that. I want to say more like caramel brownie, but I just don't think it's caramelly enough. I don't think it's chocolatey enough to be a caramel brownie. It's really winding me up because I feel like there's something that I'm not...
That's how I felt about the sour.
There's something that I feel like I want to be able to recognise and I just can't work it out. I might let this sit here for a minute, maybe get slightly warmer just in case, because then maybe that'll bring out some other flavours to like trigger my thought process. While I'm waiting for that, do you want to hear something else that I found when I was searching for like mystery beer things? So I was like Googling these mystery beer things of all these different mystery beer challenges and blind drinking challenges. And some of what came up was like just a lot of stuff from the US is like weird. So there's one thing that people were doing where they were building like a cardboard box where they were like stick straws through it. And then like, I guess somebody else would set up the drinks. This is happening in numerous places. This is not just one person. Numerous YouTube channels where people are like, oh, drinking challenge. And then they would like use almost like an open, like a cardboard box turned on its side. So it's open on one side and the cans would all go in it.
Yep.
And then like really sometimes comically long straws would poke out of the box
and
go into the cans, which this is triggering. because I feel like they're drinking out of the can. For me, it's triggering. They're drinking out of the can and
using a straw.
Using a straw to drink beer. And it was just like upsetting to me. And yeah. I got why. I understood why they were doing it, but I didn't agree. It was upsetting. So like that was something that happened. But then I was just like, I'll just keep scrolling. That's fine. And I saw something that says how to play beer can fishing. And I was like,
beer can fishing?
Pourquoi? Like, I was like, what is this? Like, I was interested. I was like, look, boy. So I'll go to a website. It's a whole website, beercanfishing.com. And I was like, what is beercanfishing.com? So, I mean, it's a very well-designed website. It looks very professional. Basically, I just realized, I guess you can buy it. I don't know. I just thought this was an instruction of how to do it, but it says what's included in the game. Custom snap-on beer can lids, adjustable zip ties, and fishing hooks, which feels very dangerous. Very dangerous for the situation.
Yeah, especially if you've been drinking.
Yeah, that's more...
Safety first, listeners.
So, like, what they've done is there's basically... I don't have any next
to it. Has it got, like, the plastic top?
So, you know when you have, like, the pack of six and it will, like, snap onto that? It's basically like someone's taking an individual one of those. And each individual one of those has, like, a zip tie situation. So there's, like, a loop. Yeah. And then you can put them on the top of cans of beer. And then that goes into a cooler or a pool or, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you just literally, I guess, just use a fishing hook.
It's like the duck game.
I guess so.
That you get at fair, but this, where you're, like, fishing, but this out isn't... duck, and it's got a number on the bottom.
Yeah.
It's but a can of beer.
Yes. But this isn't even, like, somebody's gone, oh, let's use this, like, little baby fake, like...
Oh, they're using proper fishing hooks.
This is like an actual fishing rod. And they were like... And that's what made me chuckle, because it was like, yeah, we recommend, you know, it's fun to do from the top of a deck, or like, you know, it's more fun if you do it from the top of a deck down into the thing. But like than that, I think I'm just going to put it out there. So it says, best setup for this drinking game is directly above the cooler of beer off a deck. So you're just reeling the beer straight up. It's also fun to play with a floating cooler in the pool or at the lake. Is it though? That feels very dangerous.
This sounds like it was made up in Florida.
It's definitely in the US. I will give you that. Because looking at the background, there's definitely like people have pools. These are big like Yeti coolers. Yep. Very American. That being said, I'd play it. But what I think I'd want, like what I think to make it more interesting.
What is happens when like you fish it... out a Bud Light?
No, because I wouldn't do that. Because you can't fish out a Bud Light. Well, I guess you could because you'd get a can of it. But there's like it's more common in bottles, and this is very much a can-only game. What I think could actually be fun about this is if you covered all the beers.
Right.
And then you put the tops on them. And then you had to play the like, shit, what am I... Like... If you add the guessing element to it, yes. I'm in. Okay. I think what I'm concerned about is that we're using actual fishing.
Get the kids ones from the duck game.
But I don't think they're strong enough or long enough.
Go to the WI. Yeah, no, they will be. That is fine. Those ducks can be heavy, mate. Like, go to the WI, ask them if you can borrow the hooks from the duck game. Do that instead.
I just, yeah, it's a bit much. But I feel like we could make these and it would be fun. And I think that I maybe I'll try this in the summer.
Magnets.
Yeah, but I guess it depends on how I feel like magnets are more likely to not work. But there's gotta be a workaround for this. I feel like we can
stick a magnet on top of the clippy bit that you're putting on top. Because then you can reuse it.
I feel like you need a really good magnet.
On the end of your thing. Yeah, you can get really strong magnets.
I feel like I'm cheap and I would just recycle the clipping, the reusable thing. I just need to find a way to not use a real fishing hook. And I feel like we can do that. I feel like that's doable. That is doable. But, oh God, like looking at the image of it, it is properly. It's like, put the hook on your fishing pole and I'm looking at it and it is properly a real fish fishing hook. Like, this isn't even.
I would assume that these people already have these things because they are fishermen, and this is a brand new idea. And
someone's just made it up
in their little boats on the afternoon with the cooler, with their beers.
I mean, it doesn't.
They don't get fish, so then they chuck the beer in and they fish the beer out instead.
I imagine that's how this originated, but this website very much. There are definitely people that are fishermen, because it's our mission to bring the thrill of the big catch to everyone 21 and older. Please drink responsibly. I'm not even mad. This is great. Although,
respect the hustle.
Can you name? Okay, so I'm looking at the background of it. Name one beer that you think has been used as one of their fishing stories.
Coors.
Although, to be fair, the Coors isn't them fishing out the Coors. Apparently, there are anglers that help clean up Montana. So that's like, I guess there must have been an accident or something where lots of Coors and Blue Moon got dumped out from the looks of it. Oh, yeah. It's back in April 2nd of 2023, Montana had an unfortunate train accident where 25 rail cars fell off the tracks. And it looks like they've gone to help clean it up. And there was a lot of Coors and Blue Moon on there. So that's interesting. But yeah, that's just, it's funny because the market's like, you're scrolling through the fishing stories and it's like a Stella, a Coors Light, Miller Light, Natural Ice, like it's Bish Light. So yeah, I think it's a different demographic choice, but I think we could make it work for the craft beer market.
Watch this space. Tommy's got a new side hustle.
I've got a side hustle now. If they can do it, I could do it. I could do something. I could make it happen. It's all right. Anyways, let me go back to the stout one more time and see. Let's revisit. Yeah, that was a hot off the presses. Just happened to find that. And I was like, I had to share it. It's definitely caramel. It might just be caramel fudge.
Oh. Okay.
Just going to go caramel fudge for the moment.
Right. I'm going caramel creme brulee.
And then I'll adjust accordingly, depending on the hint. So, there we go.
Well, there's our guesses.
For now.
For now.
Caveat, for now, until they drop hints 2 and 3, and then we go, oh no, I actually think it's that now. And then we'll change it. What did you think about today's challenge? Did you find it challenging?
I found the sour quite challenging. I still think there's a flavour in there that my brain goes, oh, that's something, and I can't remember what it is. So I'm going to revisit that in a minute, see if I can remember what it is, because it's bugging me. Because it's definitely something that's tugging at a memory, and I can't think what it is.
I think I'm going to do that with the stout, because I feel like that stout is the one that I'm like, I feel fairly confident about number one. I feel fairly confident about number two. I think number one... That was, I feel like we both are like, gotta be that.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm still fairly confident that I know the answer, or at least roughly the answer. It's number three that I'm like, I'm not fairly confident on that. But if I drink it enough, maybe it will develop. I might even, when we're done, I might even bring Rick in and be like, what are your opinions on this? I'm just asking.
No, he's not going to help.
He will. I think he'll help.
I mean, he'll tell you something, yeah, but I don't think it'll be helpful.
It might not be.
Gordon had just told me it tastes like beer, so that's of no use whatsoever.
So Rick will give me flavours, and I'm hoping that he's going to give me flavours that I'm like, that's the one. I didn't pick that one out. Whether it's helpful, I don't know. But I can't hurt it, because I'm in no better position. And if anything, it could validate my peach ring theory. But I have to just let him get to it first before I tell him it tastes like peach rings, because he'll be like, oh, it does.
Right, well, if someone wants to give you other flavours that they found in the beers, Tori Powell, where can they get hold of you?
Yes, please share your thoughts and feelings, and we'll find out if any of us are right. You can find me on Instagram at adventures_in_hoptimism, or on Gmail at adventuresandhoptimism@gmail.com. Email me, probably just DM me on Instagram, because I tend to be more active on there, although apologies if anybody's tried to message me recently. I just have been. I've been busy, so it's been a bit quiet. But I apologise, and I will eventually get back to you at some point. So yeah, do that. And if you want to let both of us know your hot takes or your not so hot takes, you know, we'll take them all. Especially, I love a good hot take. So if you want to send those in, you can send those in at Instagram to A Woman's Brew, or you can email us at awomansbrewpodcast@gmail.com. We're A Woman's Brew across all the things, Facebook,
all the things and stuff,
X, everywhere, everything, YouTubes. Yeah, Joe, if people want to find out about where they can get your kit and get more information on that, where can people speak to you?
Hey, you can come find me at my beer school, which is Love Beer Learning. And I am on Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, and Pinterest. But really, you're going to find me on Instagram. Just come find me there and talk to me there. Or you can come to my website, which is lovebeerlearning.co.uk. There is a section on there called printables, and that will take you directly to the kits. Or you can email me if you still can't find it and you're like, hey, where is this kit? And I'll send you the link, and you can do that at lovebeerlearning@gmail.com. I'm going to go and try and decipher this sour a bit more.
I'm going to go work on the stout then.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.